You're listening to SBS News.
It's been over 200 days since Australia's vaccine rollout began on February 22nd, but now time has run out for 140,000 healthcare workers in New South Wales to get vaccinated. All staff must have had at least one dose or be placed on unpaid leave. According to New South Wales Health, as of Monday, 94% of the state's workforce have received one vaccine dose and 86% have had two doses. In Greater Sydney, 94% of staff have had one dose, but 90% are already fully vaccinated. In the state's regional and rural areas, 92% of health staff have had a first dose, while 84% are fully vaccinated. Among ambulance service staff, 95% have had one dose and 87% have had two. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard expects the total number of vaccinations to rise by the cutoff point.
As at September 30th, we expect 97.5% of the staff to have complied with that requirement to keep patients and their colleagues safe.
The remaining 2.5% does include workers with genuine exemptions, but the minister says those without a reasonable excuse will be furloughed.
Obviously, health would look to see if there were other available opportunities for them, but in all likelihood, as I said yesterday, and I've said many times, there won't be a position available for them in New South Wales Health. It's pretty simple. If you don't care enough to get vaccinated and look after your colleagues, if you don't care enough to look after your patients, then you probably shouldn't be in the health system.
The loss of those staff would come as New South Wales hospitals experienced increased strain, with a so-called exit wave expected to see case numbers rise again when lockdown ends. Brett Holmes is the secretary of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association.
I'm advised by the New South Wales Ministry of Health that overall there will be relatively small level of impact, but no doubt wherever we lose a nurse from the floor, that will have an impact upon their colleagues who are still there working. We really continue to encourage those nurses to reconsider their decision and get vaccinated. We need them at the bedside, we need them in the workforce.
The time limit is also fast approaching in other jurisdictions. Queensland also requires vaccination by September 30th. The state's health minister, Yvette Dath, says hesitant workers need to accept these requirements will soon become the norm.
The reality is this is where it's going across the country. Whether you work in Victoria, New South Wales, other jurisdictions are doing this. So if you want to work in the healthcare sector, you're going to need to be vaccinated.
Victoria has an October 7th cut-off for all healthcare workers. Tier 1 facilities like COVID wards will be off limits for unvaccinated workers from October, while one dose will be required to enter all health facilities by December. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.